Today, Ronna Romney McDaniels, the current chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. She was also the former chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party, and she's sitting on our phone line right now. How great is that? Ronna Romney McDaniel, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Good morning. So it's kind of an interesting time. The President of the United States, of course, finishing up his trip after Bastille Day in France, and he's tweeting already this morning about how encouraged he is and he's fighting for this health care bill. How encouraged are you that the new Senate health care bill has any shot at actually passing the Senate?
Well, I think Senator McConnell has done a great job bringing different viewpoints together. Obviously, there's a lot of discussion around this. You have senators representing different states and bringing different ideas to the table. We know the Democrats are nowhere to be found. They're playing hide and seek. They're running away from this problem that they've put in place as fast as they can, and Republicans are working hard to find a solution. I will say, this is our moment. If we cannot find a way to repeal and replace health care, our voters are going to look at us and say, we put faith in you, and you did not deliver. We have to get this done.
So if Republicans,
this is our moment to get this done.
Two Republicans right now are already kind of imperiling this thing, Rand Paul and Susan Collins. They're saying that if a third Republican disappears from this and you get no Democratic votes, this bill will fail. Do you envision a scenario where Republicans who turn against this health care bill end up falling out of favor with the RNC?
Oh, I think our voters are going to be very upset. I mean, they put their faith in us last November. And there's not a single senator in Washington on the Republican side who did not run saying we needed to repeal and replace Obamacare. And now is their chance. They have this opportunity. If we can't find compromise within our own party, then voters are going to make us accountable. And that's not just me. That's what I hear as I travel this country. I see it every day when I talk to grassroots, when I talk to investors. This is our moment. This is what we were task to do, and we need to get it done and find compromise within our party to help the American people who are suffering with the failure of Obamacare.
Now, the Senate bill, this new one that came out, does adopt the Cruz-Lee Amendment to give people some choice about which type of health care insurance program they would like to have. What about the Graham-Cassidy bill? It's an alternative bill in case this one doesn't get the 52 votes. If this doesn't get the 52 votes, will they then put this bill in instead and slide this one in?
I think they're going to have to keep working until they get to the votes that they need. This isn't something we can walk away from because it's collapsing. Premiums are going up. And we're going to have to find compromise within the Republican caucus because, remember, Democrats are hiding and they're not helping even though they know that it's failing. I'm very optimistic about what's been put forward. The vice president shared his opinions yesterday. You've heard Secretary Price say that he feels confident in it as the president, that he's ready to sign it when it comes his way. Obviously, this is going to have to go to conference if it passes the Senate. But this is the time where we have to act. And if we have senators coming to Washington with an all-or-nothing mentality, where it's all my way or nothing, and they can't find compromise, then voters are going to look to us and say, how come you couldn't get this done? We need relief.
So does that mean that they will not consider the Graham-Cassidy bill, their plan? Does that mean they won't consider that at all?
That's up to the Senate and Senator McConnell, and I'm not going to get ahead of myself on that because this is what they're looking at right now, and that's what we have to focus on.
Okay.
I want to ask you a little bit about something that the Washington Post is reporting, which is that President Trump has on a range of legal fees in defending himself against these Russian allegations. And there's now supposedly sources telling the Washington Post that the RNC may take on bearing the cost of the legal defense for President Trump and other officials. What can you tell us, if anything, about the RNC's role in taking on legal fees for the president?
First of all, I don't even know if that's legal, if we would even be allowed to do that. So there's just nothing that I can comment on that front right now because that would have to go through the lawyers first before it would even come to us.
Okay, right. So, and if you found that it was legal, would that be something the RNC would support?
Well, I'm always going to look to support the president. So, but we've got to just make sure that anything we do is legal, and then we'd have to talk to people who donated to us and make sure that they want to do it that way. There's other ways to support the president. There's a legal defense fund that he could start. I mean, there's lots of other ways, but We of course support the president.
Of course, yeah. The RNC of course has a legal defense fund. It's typically used, the Post says, for legal challenges facing the Republican Party. And in this case, people are saying that it might be used for the president if he's needing it.
Yeah, and it's for recount and for redistricting as well.
And along those lines, you now have the press conference today being held by Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats to try to get forced votes on Russia with President Trump and his campaign aides and their ties, the resolutions of inquiries for six committees. Where do you think that's going to go, if anywhere, and are they going to be successful in forcing votes on this?
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. I will just say, and I was saying this yesterday, the Russia focus has been so predominant, especially in the media, that it's so imbalanced. I mean, we need to get to the bottom of what Russia did to influence our election. Obviously, they tried to meddle. We need to figure out what they did and make sure we put safeguards in place to make sure that never happens again. And how did they get to this point? How did the Obama administration so underestimate the potential Russia had to wreak havoc? But the collusion part of it, we just still have not seen that there's any credible evidence of collusion. You haven't seen any Democrat senators say that. You haven't seen Director Comey say that. So there's a certain point where we have to find a speedy end to this, because it's been going on for a year, and we need to let the American public know that the Trump campaign did not collude with Russia to influence the election.
Well, that hasn't stopped Congressman Brad Sherman from California. He introduced articles of impeachment this week against the president of the United States for obstruction. Obviously, you know, there's no appetite in the House for impeaching the president. But it's an interesting position, I think, for Democrats who've also said that this entire Russia swirling scandal has served as a distraction from their ability to fight Republicans on legislation that they think is bad. It's kind of a weird thing where both parties are acknowledging that the Russia investigation is one huge distraction, yet they continue to sort of accelerate it, give it any chance.
Well, the Democrats, if they could have, they would have filed for impeachment the day after the election. I mean, they have done everything they can to thwart President Trump's success with obstruction of his cabinet nominees, of delaying nominees in all the positions that require Senate confirmation. You see that, you know, 90% of Obama's nominees were done by a voice vote. Only 10% of President Trump's have been done by a voice vote. I mean, their playbook is very clear. Obstruct him, resist everything. Let's draw out the playbook. Let's keep every investigation going. Let's throw as much doubt on this administration as possible so we can play out the clock to 2018 and hopefully make gains and flip majorities. And it really is shameful because they're not focusing on the American people. And the American people, I'll tell you, I'm in Michigan all the time. They want to focus on jobs, wages, healthcare, national security, and get this Russia investigation done and over with. If this is going on for another year, this is going to be ridiculous. We need to find a swift conclusion.
Well, Ronald Romney McDaniel, of course, chief among the Republicans, focused on 2018 and everything that's going on next year. Thank you very much for taking some time out of your day for Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.